of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So come on board. It's all about the Trump train, isn't it? Yeah, big old rolling it out today. The 2020 campaign starts today for Donald Trump. In Florida, we're going to be talking more about that. But first, the big news that's going on. Trump vows to deport millions starting next week. A big ICE blitz. Now remember this Holman guy, Tom Holman, who I think Trump is anointing as the czar of Homeland Security, Border Patrol, that whole thing. They're going to wrap it up into one big package, and he is going to be large and in charge. But he has been calling for this, not being a member of, well, he was retired. Now they're taking him out of retirement. They're placing him in charge of all this stuff. But he has been calling for this moment that the president can do this. It's certainly within his purview to do these sorts of things. Round up the usual suspects, as they say. And that's exactly what apparently he is going to do, is round up the usual suspects. So this is where he's getting this from. Now, it's a Reuters story, but it came from, are you ready for this? Naturally, it came from the Trump tweets. Now, you can see the Trump tweets by going to Agenda 21 Radio. In the menu bar there, Trump tweets. Let's catch up to the Trump tweets. Yep, here we go. It says, we're going to go down, let's see if we can get into this whole thing where he said this. I don't know where he said this. Thousands of people lining up. The story is, while the State Department has 30 security incidents, the southern border next week. Here we go. Here it is. It was 12 hours ago, according to what we're seeing on the screen. Next week, ICE will begin the process of removing the millions of illegal aliens who have illicitly found their way into the United States. They will be removed as fast as they come in. Mexico, using their strong immigration laws, is doing a very good job of stopping people. Long before they get to our southern border, this is the second tweet right above it, Guatemala is getting ready to sign a safe third agreement. And the only ones who don't do anything are the Democrats in Congress. Ooh, just a little bee-slapping going on. They must vote to get rid of the loopholes and fix asylum. If so, border crisis will end quickly. So who is your daddy is the big question in regards to Donald Trump. Who's your daddy? So this is something that Mr. Holman has been pounding on the table for, and of course, that's exactly what we're seeing here. This is from the Washington Post, but it actually, this emanates from Reuters. I like Reuters, by the way. I'm a fan of the Reuters system, if you will. President Donald Trump said in a tweet Monday night that U.S. immigration agents are planning to make mass arrests starting next week, in apparent reference to a plan in preparation for months that aims to round up thousands of migrant parents and children in a blitz operation across the United States. President Donald Trump said in a tweet Monday night that the U.S. immigration agents are planning to make mass arrests starting next week. Trump wrote, referring to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they will be removed as fast as they come in. Large-scale ICE enforcement operations are typically kept secret to avoid tipping off the targets. Well, let me say this about that. It's probably a pretty good idea to tell everybody you're going to do this, because what will happen is a lot of these people will end up self-deporting. They will self-deport, okay? Trump, that's a good thing, because that means, you know, the people that are actually doing the rounding up of this situation created by the Democrats, the people that are going to be doing the rounding up won't have to risk life and limb and endanger not just themselves, but the people around them, including the family members of some of these deported characters, which is always a big concern. It's a huge concern. You go out in the street and you're trying to round up these guys who have, a lot of these guys, by the way, I'm telling you, I suspect that most of these people have had some sort of criminal engagement. Those will be the first to go. Because they've got a trail to where they're at. So this is not going to be just knock at the door and drag people out in the street and that sort of thing. This is going to be a very, very well-coordinated effort, and more than likely with those that already have wants and warrants out there. That's just my take on it. I don't know the logistical angles to all this, but I do know that in these cases, they have to have some reason to bring them in besides the illegal immigration issue. They failed to show up for their hearing. That would be probable cause to bring them in. So there's got to be something like that, because you can't violate their rights. Come on. They're right. As soon as they set one foot across the border, they've got rights, God-given rights. So we have to protect that. But you work within the system, and that brings it all to home. Says in his first 2 weeks on the job at ICE, Morgan, this is the other guy, Mark Morgan, who replaced Vitellio at ICE by former FBI and Border Patrol official Mark Morgan, who had impressed the president with statements on cable television in favor of harsh immigration enforcement measures. In his first 2 weeks on the job at ICE, Morgan has said publicly that he plans to beef up interior enforcement and go after families with deportation orders, insisting that the rulings must be carried out to uphold the integrity of the country's legal system. Now, that's exactly what I'm saying. He's saying what I just said, in essence. Is that they've already got a crime that they're going to be picked up for. That's the key. We're not just going to round up the usual suspects and panic everybody. That's going to be left for Democrats later. No, I'm sorry. That's not true. I'm just kidding. But you know what I'm saying. There has to be some probable cause. Not reasonable suspicion. That's something different. There has to be probable cause. So if they've got deportation orders and they've you know, been out and about running around, they're going to catch them, insisting that the rulings must be carried out to uphold the integrity of the country's legal system. And that is a fact. If you don't uphold these kind of laws, then not only are we allowing them to be here illegally, but on top of that, they're giving us the middle finger about the whole judicial system, the whole system of laws and checks and balances that we have in our country. And over time, that erodes any kind of authority that law enforcement has, which is, of course, exactly what they're trying to do all throughout the country right now. We see this with the sheriffs. We see this middle finger business to the... How about California? Yeah. Yeah, California. Where they're actually making laws to reinforce... Well, to reinforce and support the criminals over the citizens. And then they choose not to enforce laws when citizens need the laws enforced for them, to protect them. That's what they're doing here in California. They're eroding Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which means they have to have freedom from domestic violence and be kept free from invasion. So the anti-invasion force is on right now. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. The state of the future. No question about it. The state of the future. Yep. We're sitting here and thinking, what's going on here? Yeah, the Washington Post comes up with a pretty good thing here. 18th day in history. This day in history. Something to do with Jimi Hendrix, I think. That's kind of what we're seeing here. Okay, so anyway, we've got that going on with the immigration thing. We're going to switch over here and go to guns on situation. Chinese regime issues blanket media internet censorship on Hong Kong protest. Now, this is the deal. Talk about freedom and liberty and all this other good stuff. It is the quest of the Chinese to become free, of course. And this has been something. We got the 30th anniversary of Tiananmen Square going on. Now, an interesting thing, the whole notion, the idea of freedom and liberty and the collapse of the communist system was going on 30 years to this month. 1989, I know it well. And it was preceded by events that were taking place, the rumblings, if you will, of the collapse of communism in Eastern Europe. And, of course, perestroika. You got to remember perestroika, glasnost. And Gorbachev, what was he up to? Bringing down the house is what he was doing. Changing the Soviet Union, because he recognized, like a lot of people did, that socialism just wasn't working for you in the Soviet Union. Even though, it's kind of an interesting thing, even though the people were used to it, they were used to being beat down, literally beat down. Literally beat down. Generational thing. A lot of people long for those days in the Soviet Union. You got a lot of rich oligarchs, and you know, basically you don't have a free market capitalism like you have here in this country. Oligarchs rise to the level, of course, in a post-socialist communist country. Even though it's kind of interesting, the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union, Russia, were pleading for help when the collapse came in 1993. It was 1991 for Russia. They had the coup d'etat, near coup d'etat attempt of Gorbachev. Some people may not remember that. But the dynamics of Eastern Europe and Europe in general were just absolutely fit to be tied post-1988. From September 1988 on, there was a big rumblings for the collapse of communism. And it was going to happen someplace at some point in time. And as it turns out, we're going to fast forward to November 9th, 1989, 30 years ago, coming up to this anniversary, was the collapse of the Berlin Wall. Well, it was collapsing all along socially in Eastern Europe. A lot of people didn't see it, they didn't get it, but it was. It was to some people, it was a complete surprise that all of a sudden the Berlin Wall came down. But the rumblings for liberty and freedom were going on, and in China, they were becoming very, very apparent. And that's when you had Tiananmen Square. Tiananmen Square, marked by student protest, and ultimately the military was brought in by the Chinese government to suppress it. All communications with the outside world. I mean, remember, China was just starting to open up. It was a closed, very closed society. This is back in 1989. Pre-China, between now and then, in the 90s, as China got on board, stole everything that we have, by the way, you know, in terms of technology. And, of course, being helped, abated, what is it, it being helped helped out totally by the Clintons. Criminals that they were doing all kinds of backroom deals, including missile technology and so on. At the time, people were protesting, what the heck are you guys doing? They were selling off our assets to China then, and of course all kinds of agreements for land and everything else. We know about that. See that in the Nevada desert. You see it out here in California, in Dianne Feinstein being involved with the communist Chinese, the whole nine yards. All this stuff was starting to play out for the Chinese. But at the time, there was a lot of pushback by a lot of people in China. They wanted their freedom and liberty. They were tired of socialism, communism, Mao Zedong style. So Tiananmen Square, the protest developed, and of course what happened is it was squelched. Hundreds, thousands died in Tiananmen Square by being run over by tanks, of all things. So now we're back at it again, 30 years later. Now this is what we... says Chinese regime, this is where we're at. They've been protesting over there for several, about a week and a half, 2 weeks. This is what it says here by Nicole Howell from the Epoch Times. It says here, Chinese regime, blanket media, internet censorship on Hong Kong protests. Okay, this is what I was saying. This is exactly what happened back in 1989. Tiananmen Square. CNN was there covering, which was big, to allow an American news network. I think ABC and CBS, they had all kind of come in, but most of it was by CNN at the time. CNN was playing a pivotal role in the collapse of communism all throughout the world at the time. You got to remember something. Satellite technology was new then. To be able to pick up a satellite signal like we have all the time now. You know, I do interviews in my studio. It's all done by satellite. It's done on Skype now. It used to be done, you'd bring out all this equipment, you know, and you had to put up a dish. I'm serious. Now we just do it through the cable system or we do it through Wi-Fi. The technology advance is just enormous. But before, there was no, listen, I grew up with televisions that had rabbit ears, black and white. See, some people don't even know what rabbit ears are. You think of Obama's ears. No, those are Obama ears, different from rabbit ears. Rabbit ears were put on tops of TV. They were to pick up the air broadcast. By the way, you can still pick up air broadcast signals. You don't need a cable. Oops. Did I know. All the cable companies, don't say that. Don't give them any ideas. You have broadcast TV still going on in many places, and it's very good TV, actually. Some of the local stuff that is out there in local markets is very, very good TV. I'll give them that. But the networks dominated everything, just like they're doing right now with AM radio, destroying AM radio through the various and sundry bringing together of networks and so on in the radio schemata. So, but what happened then, and I can remember it distinctly, they shut off all connections to the Western world. They just shut it off. And, of course, that's what they do in China. They just shut off the rest of the world. No world for you. Now it's a different picture because they've got so many ties and connections with so many big corporations and conglomerates. They can't do that. But back to their old tricks here in Hong Kong. In the article, it's kind of interesting. It says, after nearly two million Hong Kongers, never heard that before, took to the streets to call for a controversial extradition bill. Now, this is part and parcel of what they're doing. They're calling for this extradition bill to be shelved. The Chinese regime took measures to censor all related information while state-run media spun the protest as anti-U.S. demonstrations. Man, don't you love fake news out of China? Well, by the way, you're pretty used to that fake news in America, aren't you? Can you discern that statement while state-run media spun protest as anti-U.S. demonstration? It doesn't mean what it says. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, so the Chinese regime issues blanket media internet censorship on Hong Kong. And the spin on it all by the state media, the spin on it all is that they're anti-U.S. demonstrations by the Hong Kongers. Never heard of the term Hong Kongers, but they may. This is the Epoch Times who says this. Hong Kongers. So I take it as Hong Kongers. Hong Kongers. Okay. So, listen, you don't have to go to anywhere else. I mean, you got fake news in the United States, and you got it in China. See how it's done? Get it? Those Hong Kongers, they don't like America? Oh, my God. Tell CNN today. Tell the new CNN. You know, CNN used to be really a viable organization. I mean, really a newsworthy organization. And they really did some wonderful things during the time of the collapse of communism. The first time, which, of course, people were saying, how could communism really die? Most smart people realized that just because the wall fell didn't mean that communism was dead. Didn't mean that at all. No. People thought, these people are much smarter than that. And, of course, the classic was in my quest to discover the collapse of communism back in 1988, 89, why that all happened, I took a little trip to Europe, to East Europe. 1992, I did that in the summer as part of the trip to go to the Barcelona Olympic Games. And boy, did I make a big discovery. It wasn't, it took me a while to make it. It took me about 20 days to make any kind of headway with it as I'm cruising around Eastern Europe. But I did find, when I talked to Friedrich Mercurius of the Church of St. Nicholai, where they offered up the Monday night masses as a way to stop communism, 13 years before the collapse of communism, I might add. He said, I asked him one question at the very end of our lengthy interview, about 3-hour interview. And I asked him the question I needed to ask at the very beginning, this is a question I wanted to ask the most. It was the most requested question of me. When I was, hey, if you're over there, find out, where did all those communists go? I mean, you have the collapse of communism. The wall goes down in 1989. And fast forward, you have Russia, the Soviet Union collapsing. Now, all of a sudden, you say, well, one day they're communists. The next day, they're not. It's kind of like, you know, we say about Donald Trump. Today, Donald Trump is your president. When you wake up tomorrow, he's going to still be your president. And, of course, yesterday we woke up, he was our president, a week, that whole nine yards. But what happened to these communists? One day you're a communist, next day you're not. The wall falls, so therefore pack up and go home. Right? And that's really the way I think the media at the time, the leftist media at the time, was kind of playing. Oh, it's over. Communism is gone. Of course, nobody really believed that. So I asked the question. I mean, here I am. I'm sitting in the room with one of the guys who was one of the chief architects of the collapse of communism in Eastern Europe, Friedrich Mercurius. And I asked him the question. I'm leaving. Literally, it's the last question. If I hadn't just had a, you know, seizure in the brain, probably never would have asked it. But I asked him this question. It was one of the most poignant and salient questions to be asked in this interview. So it's here I am. I'm standing in the schoolhouse, if you will, of the Church of St. Nikolai in Leipzig, Germany. This is in July 1992, and I asked the question. I said, "Oh, Friedrich," I said, because first name basis now. I said, "Friedrich," I said, "what happened to all the communists? Where did they all go? What did they become?" And he looked at me, kind of like, "Wow, you mean you don't know?" I'm looking at him, and he says, "Well, they all became environmentalists." Ah. They all became environmentalists, which at the time, I was an environmentalist, by the way. I still am. I'm a radical environmentalist. I used to teach biological sciences, anatomy, physiology, environmental science. This is back in the day when no one was teaching environmental science. I was teaching it back in the 1970s. Very rare. But I was teaching it. Save the whales, cetacean society, all that stuff. But my point is that back then, to hear that terminology come out of somebody, well, it's kind of like, well, what is an environmentalist, right? Even though we'd had Earth Day in 1970, 20-some years earlier, no one was connecting dots about these environmentalists, other than we all knew that a lot of these radicalized environmentalists were kind of leftists. But we wanted to save the planet. We're idealistic. That was going around. That was the rage. I was teaching it. But there he is saying, well, the communists converted to environmentalism, basically. That's where they went. And guess what? He was right. Because 2 months before I was there in Leipzig to talk to him about the collapse of communism, communism and totalitarianism was getting a new lease on life, and that was coming up with the signing of the Rio Accord in June of 1992, thus creating Agenda 21, United Nations Plan for Sustainability for All of Mankind. And who was going to run it? All the communists who had turned into what? Environmentalists. Ding, ding, ding. Do you get my drift? That's how this whole thing started about. Now, again, we're seeing similarities and things that are happening 30 years later. But communism has really taken off. Take a look at where it is in California. I mean, you can't say it any clearer. California is a communist state run by communists. Socialist slash communist, you can't say it any clearer than what I'm saying it right now. And we've witnessed it firsthand. And it's happening, it's continuing, and no one's stopping. It's unabated. All of our constitutional rights guaranteed to us by God are being erased right in front of everybody's faces in California. And no one's catching on to it. They say, oh, that's crazy, crazy California. Crazy like a fox, California. And crazy like a fox, the communists who are running everything in California today. But there's pushback. That's why New California set up, so we can stop it. There's Agenda 21 Radio, so we can stop it. That's why I start the show out, stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. It's all out of Friedrich Mercurius, and that whole intro is all about Friedrich Mercurius at the Church of St. Nikolai. because he taught us how to collapse communism, which is at hand. Worldwide communism brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio. Excuse me, by Agenda 21, United Nations Agenda 21, will collapse. It's in sight, even though Gavin Newsom would have you believe otherwise. We're going to come back. I'm going to read that little comment again, that little story about Gavin Newsom, because it's really picking up a lot of steam. Mr. Newsom is the good communist that he is. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, this is the interesting story of the day, of course. California governor says Republican Party is headed into the waste bin of history. Right. Right. Here we go. Gavin Newsom our good buddy. It says here, California, it says, California Governor Gavin Newsom, in an interview published Monday, said the Republican Party is headed for the waste bin of history. In an interview with Politico. Now, I'm going to click on the link to see the interview with Politico. This is the former San Francisco mayor who brought you poop and needles in the streets. Has spent the better part of the last decade waiting his turn. Now he's on attack. All right. Don't look now, but Gavin Newsom is making some noise. He's coming out swinging at Donald Trump and Fox News. Emerging from Jerry Brown's shadow, pushing an ambitious state policy agenda backed by a fatter-than-ever budget. Preparing the ground, many believe, for his own potential run at national office after the 2020 circus winds down. The generously coiffed former San Francisco mayor, who spent the better part of the last decade waiting his turn back in the political Kleeglites, is on the attack and on multiple fronts. Speaking to Politico in his office at the state capitol, California's new governor uses superlatives like magnificent to describe his achievements in his first 6 months. Bask in the bliss, for now, of leading a Democratic supermajority in Sacramento and waste no opportunity to score points on the national stage. America in 2019 is California in the 1990s, Newsom says, not approvingly. The xenophobia, the nativism, the fear of the other, scapegoating, taking down or past people, the hysteria, and so on. We're not going to put up with that. We're going to push back. Kind of interestingly said by someone who does a lot of that. Anyway, if Newsom doesn't yet have the national profile he might want, he also knows California's status as a virtual nation state, as so many polls and pundits here are fond of saying, makes him more than just one of the 50 governors. He demands to be watched and will be. Okay. Here we go. There will be multiple ways for Newsom to trip up in the months ahead. I'm sorry. Since he just tripped up in this whole article in the last those paragraphs I was reading earlier, it says the Democratic supermajority in Sacramento could easily push him to overreach, and that could backfire on him physically speaking. Physically speaking. I note the word right there, physically speaking. Now, it's not that it's not a physical thing where he's buff and he lifts weights, and we're talking financially, physically speaking. If the state economy turns sour, his expansive policy agenda could easily turn unfocused. The state's realities, the highest poverty rate in the nation, a housing crisis, vicious identity politics that place it in the furthest left of the nation as a whole, risk becoming serious liabilities for his ambitious government. I like this guy who wrote this, because that spells it out. I like that paragraph because it's brutally honest. An hour with the governor reveals five dynamics at play in Newsom's world, including some challenges that he views as potential opportunities for California and naturally himself. He's the guy who wears a mirror on his chest, and the mirror is looking at him at all times. I'm just kidding, and it's not part of this. I'm just joshing you, Cavi. Trump 2020 is good politics for Newsom. Donald Trump loves slamming Newsom's California, and that's as good for the Newsom brand as it is for the Trump brand. Okay. Well, I think my opinion, Newsom's long in the tooth on that one. Long connected to some of California's most prominent families, a photo of Bobby Kennedy and Newsom's late father, William, a state appeals court judge and manager of the Getty family oil fortune, adorns the governor's office wall. the charismatic Newsom has been a man on the rise for two decades now. He emerged relatively unscathed from scandal in a affair during his time as mayor of San Francisco and waited out two terms as Brown's lieutenant governor. Before, I don't think he ever came to the lieutenant governor's office in San Francisco or in Sacramento. That was the word I was told. He never even showed up in the 8 years. Well, why would he, right? Newsom seems to relish. It's a given in California political circles that Newsom wants someday to run for president. And while 2020 is too soon, 2024 could work just fine. The theory goes if Trump wins re-election, of course. Newsom seems to relish a public fight with the president and Fox News and conservative commentator Tucker Carlson, and often takes aim at California, and whom Newsom name-checks repeatedly in the course of an hour. Tucker's deep within the melon of Gavin Newsom. He shrugs off concerns that Trump and the Republicans will exploit the deal Newsom and California lawmakers cut last year on health care for some undocumented immigrants. If it's not this, it's 10 other things, he says. If I'm going to be worried about Donald Trump's feelings and Tucker Carlson's feelings and Fox News' feelings, then I won't be taking care of the people of this state. God, he said that? He cares about me? We'll be back for more love from Gavin Newsom. Don't you just love him? He's your teddy bear.
2-1-1-0.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host,
Paul Preston.
And we're back, and it's Gavin Newsom time. Yes, your lovely little teddy bear. Who's your Huckabee? What? Oh, no. Who's your Huckabee? What? The Huckleberry. Remember that scene in Tombstone? Yeah. Kevin Costner. Remember that? Rounding up the usual suspects. That's what we need here in California. Some things about Newsom. It says California goes even bigger on Obamacare. Newsom is remembered by many for leading the way on same-sex marriage during his days in San Francisco. And now he is determined to plant the flag on universal health care, something that was not seen as a top priority for Brown, including for all undocumented immigrants. That's what he wants. We're going to get it, Newsom insists. We're committed to universal health care. Universal health care means everybody. So Gavin Newsom, a guy who's grown up with massive wealth around him, has never worked a day in his life, quite frankly. I got to tell you that. We will lead a massive expansion of health care, and that's a major deviation from the past. That's the real story coming out of California, Newsom says. A lot of the think tanks that are informing these presidential candidates are informing their policies. But California is doing, we're implementing. He's all in for Kamala Harris in 2020, just to let you know. And other things. There's a whole bunch of stuff in this article. We'll get into more depth in this as the week goes on, because this is just one of the articles that's just going to keep on giving. We got to spend time with our own needs here. Anyway, remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also, sponsor of the radio show, of course, is MyPillow. The code for that is, of course, Agenda. Buy your items from the 800 number, 800-266-4715. Code word Agenda when ordering for MyPillow. Get your best night's sleep on MyPillow. And also, of course, all the different sponsors who are sponsoring New California State. Really, a lot of people stepping up and sponsoring New California State. We really want to thank all of you there. And also, you can donate to New California State. We love the donations because it keeps us traveling. Most of the money goes to travel expenses, believe it or not. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out, an SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.